Well, hello and welcome to Condensed Histories and another fast 5 minutes of history. And this week you've got me, Greg, and you may notice that this week it's not Friday, which is the day we normally put the fast fives up. Well, this week things have got a little bit astray because I'm on tour in Italy. I'm touring around going from place to place and hotel to hotel and show to show. And I've been waiting until I had enough signal to upload a fast five. And guess what? It wasn't on Friday. Typically Friday, I was staying in a bed and breakfast with not a good enough Wi-Fi, but I'm finally in one, and so I have lots to talk about, and I've only got a few minutes to do it, and so I want to talk to you a little bit about where I was this weekend, because this weekend I was in Venice, and I was actually there for the first day of the carnivals, and I went out and I got my carnival mask. Me and Felicity were there together, we got our carnival masks on, and we all dressed up, and it was really exciting, but it was the first time that she'd been there, and I'd been to Venice before. And the one thing I kept saying over and over and over again before we got there about how wonderful Venice is and how amazing it is and how unbelievable is a lot of Italy now seems to have quite a bit of graffiti. We noticed it a lot in Turin this time when we were over there, and it surprised me. There was some before, but not to the extent there is now. And I said, but Venice will not have graffiti. They won't let it go. And we got to Venice, this beautiful historical city, and there on the walls was graffiti. And I found myself starting to, first of all, get very, very annoyed, very, very upset that this beautiful city, and indeed Turin as well, had been attacked by graffiti. And then I began to start to classify the graffiti that I was seeing, because some of it was art. Some of it was definitely artistic graffiti. It was drawings, it was paintings, it was designs. And it was actually done in a way that fitted and was beautiful. And here's the thing, sometimes that's still not the right thing to do, but in places there was real art to it, and we looked at it and we thought, that actually looks quite good, that graffiti I can kind of get behind. And other places it was just scribblings on walls, it was just people scribbling and a certain amount of just swear words and things like that, just spray painted on the walls, and it's just pointless, entirely pointless. And it got me to thinking, while I'm in Italy and I'm looking at the graffiti can of course be useful. Let's go back prior to when we'd refer to it as graffiti even, and let's go back to paintings on walls, the old cave paintings people who used to paint on walls, our ancestors. This gives us information that is a form of graffiti, just wanting to draw, wanting to leave your mark. If we look at Pompeii, some of the graffiti there is actually incredibly useful for deciphering things and things like that. So there is a historical relevance to graffiti. And yet, to see this beautiful city of Venice, one of the most beautiful places in the world, absolutely amazing, just such a unique place, covered in graffiti and scribblings and writings. And it was just sad. And I kind of started to think, well, what can you do? Obviously, there already are laws in place. There's so much they try and do there to make sure Venice is clean and kept looked after. And it becomes very, very difficult. And this becomes a thing of how we protect history. Because when we're looking at protecting a specific site, let's say something like Stonehenge, you can protect Stonehenge. It's quite easy. You can fence it off, you can set up a visitor centre, you can do everything they've done in different places. Something you've put in a museum, you can put it in a museum. If it's a single building, you can take care of it. But when that city becomes a piece of history, and Venice really is this whole beautiful historic city, how can you possibly even begin to control and look after and keep the whole thing safe, especially as it is, after all, a city that is growing and continuing? As I say, we were at the carnival, and the Venice Carnival, you still have the mask, but we saw the opening show, and there was the lights up in the sky, all the lights flashing in the sky, laser lights and all that stuff. That's not traditional, that's new, and it's modern, and it's part of the atmosphere. And yet, one of the things I enjoyed much more than that was today, when we saw a little parade, and it was just local people with their boats in simple costumes, just seeing how many boats it seemed they could get down the river in one go and put on a bit of a display. It didn't need all the flash, it didn't need all the pizzazz. So that's my little thought for the day, is the graffiti annoyed me. Venice is wonderful, incredible carnival. I'm sorry this Fast Five is up a couple of days late, and how do we go about protecting history when that history isn't a single item or a single building? How do we stop the destruction of historical artifacts when that artifact is such a big thing as a city? Well, that's my Fast Five. It's an incredibly complicated question and one that I can't imagine anyone's going to throw out an answer to, but do give it a go and get in touch with us at HistoryGems and at CondensedHist on Twitter. But for now, thank you very much for listening. Goodbye and take care.